Okay, there's something slightly different now. Drumming. There's a thought for you, eh? We all tap the table, and lots of young people get involved in sort of trying to learn a musical instrument. Drumming, well, I'm not going to go down the route of the Muppets or anything like that, because that was kind of, well, wild, I suppose, really. But joining me this morning to explain a little bit about a drumming competition for 12 to 18-year-olds is artist manager and A&R mentor Amanda Neal and drummer Andy Tracy, who, well, has a track record as long as your arm. He's going to tell me about it in a while. But Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm sort of trying to work my way through this one because it's not something I come across every day, a drumming competition. You came up with this idea, I believe.
I certainly did, yes. I met Andy on my travels, so I just decided to put this concept together, having worked on previous competitions over the years.
Yeah. How did the idea come to you? I mean, it's one of those things, you're not sitting at the breakfast table and all of a sudden going, I know, let's have a drumming competition. Doesn't quite work like that, does it?
No, but I've judged so many talent competitions over the years. I've been asked to work as an A&R talent scout for several ones on television, and I have produced Junior Star Singer, which is like a UK radio competition across the country for the last sort of 7 or 8 years. So just combining drumming or drums into this competition isn't going to be that difficult. It's taking out the vocals this time and just putting in people that can play or young kids that can play. So it's still, you know, using the same concept. It's looking at talented children across the country, really, but obviously in a different way, you know, through drums. I've got two sons that are drummers. They're great drummers, and I've always been around drums myself anyway. They've been trained by huge drummers, Andy knows themselves. So I think bringing this competition out, I'll really enjoy it, actually, and working with Andy, I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, you're looking at 12 to 18-year-olds taking part in this, I gather. But there's a mighty big difference between the best 12-year-olds and the perhaps less gifted 12-year-olds and the 18-year-olds. It's a huge age range you're looking at.
I think this is one for you, Andy, to answer, because you know more about the playing than I do. What do you think?
Hi, Tony.
Morning, Andy. Yeah, it's
hello. Good morning.
Amanda mentioned that, well, she's actually, it's a very crafty piece of pass the buck, I think, really, but we'll move on swiftly from that.
Okay. I don't think it's it's a problem 12 to 18 because the criteria for the competition isn't wholly technical. You might get some slightly older pupils, or drummers who are slightly more technically gifted. As they get older, your technique kind of improves. But I'm going to try and judge this and base this competition on musicality and a sense of functional drumming, and so it's not wholly based on technique, so it's going to be more about the sense of music, and we're going to base it all around playing music and songs rather than drum soloing or any sort of advanced demonstration of virtuosic performance.
Now you've got quite a history in the music business as a drummer. Recorded with some very big acts and played with some very big acts and was part of Faithless as well for a while. What on earth got you into music and more specifically drumming? Because it's one of those, most kids want to be the lead guitarist or the lead vocalist. I can't think of anything worse than being either of those things, but there are those that dream of sitting at the back doing the stuff on the drums, which is a completely different art to anything else in music.
It's a weird thing, actually, because the drums are really present, and a lot of drummers get credited with having big egos, but actually it's the easiest instrument to hide behind because you've got the cymbals and everything. You can play with your head down. You don't have to engage with the audience. You know, as a lead vocalist, terrifying for me to get up and actually even do public speaking.
I'm with you on that one, don't worry.
Quite nerve-wracking, even though I've played these huge gigs and festivals in front of hundreds of thousands of people. I'm still quite shy, and you put me out in the front and I'd probably shrivel up. but so that appealed to me as quite a sort of my core, I'm quite shy, as it turns out. But the first thing I ever saw was in the sixth form at school. I saw a friend of mine playing drums in the local school band, and he did a military snare drum roll, and it just, something about it captivated me. I thought, that's...
Did you have the natural sense of rhythm that drummers actually need?
I don't think I did, but other people say you did. But I remember practicing in my back garden shed, and I don't credit myself with having any natural talent, and I put it down to hard work and practice. I used to practice like a maniac.
It's coordination, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I must have had some kind of mathematical mind and sense of coordination. I don't know where I got it from. It didn't come from a particularly musical background, although I did find out later that a Canadian relative was a drummer in a big band years and years and generations before me. So I don't know. Maybe it's in the genes, but I like to think anybody can pick it up and learn with enough practice, you know.
annoy the neighbours time that one, I think, really. You know, most parents' worst nightmare is the grandparents buying the grandchildren drum kits, because it apparently terrifies the neighbours. I mean, did you ever run into that problem?
I did. And I soundproofed the back garden shed with egg boxes and loft insulation. I mean, there was hardly any space left inside. I did it so thoroughly. It must have been about a metre thick. But you could still hear the bass drum and the low frequencies. And the neighbour was not happy at all. He was round all the time going, I wouldn't mind if it was musical, but all I can hear is... I just took no notice. And, you know, I was 15 or whatever.
Yeah, there's a fun element to this, isn't there, really? I'm hoping it is still there today, because the original mechanical drum, as you played it, I mean, I remember the days of Michael Jackson's Billie Jean. That was actually a drummer doing that. These days, that would have been done by a drum machine, which would have kept perfect time. But if you actually play Michael Jackson's Billie Jean, it does actually step out occasionally.
Absolutely. If you put a metronome against that track, I think you'll find it probably moves quite a lot, but because it's so natural sounding, like a lot of recordings that are played, you know, you don't actually notice it, because it naturally would probably speed up slightly in the chorus and sit back and slow down slightly in the verse, and who knows, you know. I mean, a lot of my favourite drummers, the timekeeping just is all over the place, but it sounds amazing.
So, yeah. Well, I mean, as Amanda said, she's got two sons who play drums. There are people I know that are playing drums, but are there as many people today playing drums as there were? Is this an attempt to kind of keep the tradition going?
Not really, actually. I think there are a lot of drummers. I mean, there are a lot of professional drummers, professional drummers. In London especially, and I've noticed there are, I mean, just in my local area, I've had to stop taking on students, because I teach as well. I really enjoy teaching, because there's just too many, and I sometimes fill in at schools for friends who are off on tour, and the demand for drum lessons is greater than even guitar or any other instrument at the moment.
It's wonderfully encouraging, that.
It is, yeah. It's a lot of noise out there.
It's nice to know that the art form is at some point outdoing the technology of some of the more electronic drums these days, which can, well, pretty much play themselves. It kind of takes the fun out of it, surely.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of, for example, my students start on electronic drum kits because they're playing at home and it's quiet and it's easier to control sound. But pretty soon they graduate to a real drum kit, because that's the instrument, that's the proper kind of, you know, where you're going to learn your skills, how to play properly, dynamically, and all the rest of it. So there are a lot of kids who are really into it. It's not going away.
So Amanda, run me through the mechanics of how this is all going to work.
So the way it will be based, what we think is going to happen, what we're starting to go through, is the fact that it's from the north and the south.
Yeah.
So we're going to look at the age range and contacting students, I suppose, music schools, and going ideally and targeting music departments across the country. So we'll advertise mainly in those schools and colleges. And that's how I've done it in the past, really. Mm-hmm. I've done a lot of talks in schools to attract vocalists and singers. Yeah. So I'll do the same for the drummers. And, okay. You know, they'll hear about it through their main for the schools.
Okay, so there are specifics that they've actually got to do to qualify.
Not essentially, no. No, I don't think it's necessary, because what we don't want to do is scare anybody off to be a certain grade. And I think it's very important that drummers of all types come forward, because it's not the ones that are just doing the grades that we want. We want drummers that do it for the passion, for the love of it. So you can have somebody that's just taught themselves.
So they're oftentimes the better, the better end result, end product, aren't they, really? The ones that are doing it for the passion.
Yeah, absolutely. My younger son being one of them. I mean, my elder son was taught by Dexter Hercules, who's a huge drummer. He's drummed for people like Ollie Murs.
Yeah.
All sorts, and toured on BBC, you know, BBC Live Lounge. He's a massive drummer. And he didn't do grades. And my younger son, similarly, he was taught himself. And now he's going off to a drum academy. He's been noticed online, actually, funny enough.
Oh, right.
But,
yeah.
but neither one of them have been taught by grades. And I just think if they are, often it can put you off, in fact, sometimes. You take it too seriously. So I think we want to be able to draw attention to all of these types of drummers, I think.
Yeah, I mean, they taught some of these drumming in school, and I remember sort of, well, years ago, and I'm presuming it's probably different now, with music teachers who are sort of reasonably adequate musicians, without being disrespectful to any music teacher, but it was a case of they had to attain a certain level, or try and attain a certain level for you, and got you there or tried to get you there by teaching you some things that perhaps your heart wasn't in. So maybe this way is a better way of actually learning.
Yeah. I mean, I remember years ago, I think I was telling Andy, that's how we actually got speaking, really, was because I'd arranged drumming clinics originally. And, you know, back in the day when I used to book for the Roadhouse in Covent Garden.
Yeah.
So I was arranging drumming clinics there. And one of my drummers there was Omar Hakim, who used to play for Madonna. Famous drummer. Now he never learnt by grade at all, and he was, I think, learnt originally through the church, in fact. So you know, he's a prime example of somebody, again, that has done it for the love of it. And if anything, I think it'd be great to be able to attract more of those types of drummers. Again, no offence to any teachers.
Yeah.
But to really go through even those outlets, even through the church, in fact, you know, and to bring forward everybody, I think, to give them an opportunity just to see what talent is out there.
Yeah.
Because that's what we've done for singing, you know, in the past. It's often the singer in the bathroom that doesn't know that they can sing, rather than the one that's been having lessons for years.
Yeah, I know, the one in the bathroom mirror that, you know, like Andy, hasn't necessarily had the initial confidence to do this stuff.
Right.
But there's some seriously talented people out there, aren't there?
That's it.
Right, okay, so anybody wanting to get involved in this or find out a little more, how can they go about that?
Well, we're not coming forward really until the springtime for advertising. We're just now doing a few interviews like this one, just to give people a little taster of what is to come. But they should see most of the advertising coming out sort of April, March, April time, late March and April time, and the actual competition will run during the summer, the late summer.
All right, so you're looking towards September, really, aren't you? I'm still trying to wrap my head around what some of these people have actually got to do. I'm guessing, well, there's some sort of...
There'll be a form, there'll be on a website.
Right.
Drumstyle UK will have its own website. It'll have its own social media. So they'll see Instagram, Twitter, etc. You'll have a main website, and there'll be a submission form on the website. They will then enter their details to apply.
Mm-hmm.
We'll then get the details, sift through them, and then obviously let them know where they turn up for the competition.
Perfect. That kind of explains it very, very well for me anyway. Andy, what are you expecting from this?
I'm expecting to see a lot of submissions, actually. there are a lot of drums out there and a wide variety of talents and different kind of styles of playing, and like Commander was saying, you know, drummers from different backgrounds. It's going to be really interesting. It's going to be quite tough, actually, to judge, because they're all going to display a different kind of type of talent, and you know, like my private students, you know, it's right across the board, and we're going to have to think carefully about what the criteria is going to be.
You know? I'm looking forward to seeing all of that. I'm looking forward to seeing how this thing comes forward. And I'd really love to see who wins this, to see what and find out what the future will await for someone who's been through such a competition. Because, I mean, you're going to have to be fairly good on this one, I would guess, to progress far in this competition, yeah?
Yeah, and I think
Sorry?
We'll have to come back on an interview and bring the winner with us.
I think you should. Now, I know Andy's got a drum kit in front of him now, haven't you?
I have.
Yeah. There you go. You see, that was the shortest drum roll ever. Boom.
There we go. A little bit of groove for you.
Lovely. Set the meters nice and red there, you did, which we kind of like. No, that's no problem at all. Okay, yeah, do come back if you want to, a little bit nearer the time, or towards the back end of it when it's when you get near the end of it, and tell us some more about this, because I would love to know. But one last question for you, Amanda. You mentioned Drumstyle UK, and there'll be a form up there. How far down the line will it be before that is actually operational?
Yeah, so if we're putting adverts out April, it's going to be about April time. I'd say springtime. That's what we're looking at. Adverts out for spring, ready to advertise and start promoting. So we then receive applications for the summer.
Well, if you send us a copy of that advert when it goes out, we'll get it up on our guide and get some more information out about it. All right?
Yeah, that'd be great.
And Amanda and Andy, it's been actually fabulous to catch up with you today. I've learnt a little bit, certainly about drumming, and the vagaries of running a competition, I think, is the only way to describe it, because it's it sounds like it's going to be rather interesting, but I'm still not quite sure quite what everybody's got to do, but that'll come a bit later with the Drumstyle UK thing.
All the criteria will be up there on Drumstyle UK in terms of what the submissions will be that we'll be looking at initially, probably.
But the website will explain it anyway. On the website, it'll explain what the different heats.
I'm looking forward to seeing it all.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. Andy and Amanda, thank you for talking to us this morning. And good luck with that competition. And say, do come back to us a little nearer the time and explain a little more, would you?
Will do.
Thank you both.
Absolutely. Cheers. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you. Cheers.